This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're a fan of the HBO series Veep or follow sketch comedy from the Upright Citizens Brigade, you might be familiar with our next guest, actor and writer Mary Holland. She also plays the role of Jane Caldwell in the new Christmas rom-com Happiest Season, which she co-wrote with Clea DuVall. The film stars Kristen Stewart as Abby, who plans to propose to her girlfriend, Harper, played by Mackenzie Davis, over the holidays. But as with all romantic comedies, there's a wrench in the plan. In this case, it's that Harper is not out to her conservative family. So Abby is forced back into the closet and also into the competitive family dynamics of the Caldwells as she spends Christmas with them. And it's at Harper's childhood home that we meet her sister, Jane, played by Mary Holland. We won't spoil too much of the movie. You can see it on Hulu, where it broke a record for most watched original film debut on the streaming site. I should also note that Mary Holland has a connection to us here in Illinois. She earned her Bachelor of Fine Arts degree from Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Mary Holland, welcome to The 21st.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. I also want to mention to our listeners that in order to make our schedules work, we pre-recorded this conversation, so our phone lines are not open. But as ever, we love hearing what you thought about the show. Send an email to talk@21stshow.org, or you can leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. So, Mary, you play, as I said, Jane Caldwell in Happiest Season. You co-wrote the movie with Clea DuVall. I mentioned a little bit about the plot earlier. The story focuses on a lesbian couple who's forced back into the closet. You play the sister of Harper, who's not out to her family in the movie. So of all the love stories told in a Christmas rom-com, you know, queer storylines have kind of been left out of that canon. Why was this a story you wanted to help tell?
Well, this story was one that Clea DuVall, who I wrote the movie with and who directed it, she had this idea for a long time, and it was important to her that she see her experience represented on screen in this genre. You know, holiday movies are so important to us. They're really formative growing up, and then they just become a part of our tradition and something we look forward to every year. And so I think it was important to Clea. And then, you know, when she asked me to come on board to write it with her, I was so excited to get to tell this story and add to more representation in this genre.
Can you talk about the inspiration specifically for Jane's character, your character?
Sure. Well, Jane was inspired by me. when we were brainstorming the characters in Harper's family, we knew we wanted her to have sisters because that's such an interesting and complex relationship dynamic. And that we thought it would be a great way to get to know Harper a little bit more and her, the environment she grew up in. And so we decided that we wanted one of the sisters to be a little out of place with her family. And as soon as we decided that, I said to Clea, and I'd like to play her, please. And agreed. And so we from very early on, we sort of shaped Jane knowing I would play her. And I think there's so many qualities to Jane that we just had so much fun writing. And she's a heightened version of me. You know, I have a lot of peacekeeping instincts. I am always eager to help, even when that help isn't wanted. I have night terrors. I love fantasy fiction.
I shouldn't be laughing at the night terrors line.
But it was such a fun detail to add into Jane's story because, you know, she's been sort of sidelined by her family. Her bedroom's in the basement because of her night terror. And it was just really fun to like explore this character against the backdrop of a very reserved, very buttoned up family.
Do you have siblings, if that's not too personal to ask? I mean, is this?
No, not at all. Okay. I have an older brother and an older sister. Yes. My sister is the middle child. I'm the youngest.
Okay.
And yeah, very, very close with her. You know, I feel like with sisters, especially in a lot of cases, that's your best friend. That's who you grow up, you know, and that is who you have like the most formative initial friendship with, you know. And with my sister, I was super close with her, but I also because there is this foundation of unconditional love, you know, we're siblings, we'll always love each other. I felt the freedom and the safety to really be at my worst with her. some of the worst physical fights I ever got in as a kid were with my sister. And so I just think that it's a really complex relationship. And I thought, you know, Clea and I both really liked that idea of exploring that with Harper's character.
Can you talk a little bit about what the reaction to the film has been?
The reaction has been so overwhelmingly positive. I'm so grateful and moved by the outpouring of support, not just for the movie itself, but also for this particular story. We explore the experience of coming out in a very specific way. And I think it's just been very moving to have reached people who have had similar experiences or who, you know, can see their own experience reflected in this particular story. Clea and I both have gotten so many messages from lots of friends and family, but also people we don't know who have been moved by the film. And that has just meant so much.
Yeah, I wonder about, I mean, a lot of people are really enjoying the film and obviously they're happy that there's finally a different type of story being told. But
yeah,
you have people like this New York Times reviewer who said, quote, "Straight expectations sour a lesbian couple's holidays in this romantic comedy." And I wonder what your response is to people who, you know, say this sort of harkens back to that don't ask, don't tell era.
I mean, I think that the goal that we had in writing this story is to explore what this process is like for some people. And in this particular story, Harper's experience of her family and the dynamics that are at play there make it incredibly difficult for her to reveal her authentic self to them. She's very scared. And I think that there is in the family, a culture of like, everything has to be just so, it's just how we planned it, it's perfect, you know, appearances are everything. And I think that sort of pressure on Harper, on Sloan, on Jane, and then also on the parents, you know, they sort of have this self-imposed pressure to be perfect. I think that kind of fosters this feeling in Harper that she's unsure of how she'll be received when she eventually comes out to them. And so I think I can certainly appreciate that this particular genre has been so dominated by straight love stories. And it's one that, you know, this is hopefully the first or one of the first of so many more of these queer romances to be told in this genre and in all genres.
If you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with writer and actor Mary Holland. She co-wrote a holiday romantic comedy that was released over Thanksgiving on Hulu called Happiest Season. Mary also attended Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Have you always been a fan of this genre, holiday romantic comedies? Are there any movies that you had in mind as you were writing this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely a fan of this genre. When we were writing it, the world really existed on its own. But I do have favorite holiday movies that I return to year after year, Home Alone being probably the first among them. That was one of the first movie experiences I recall having when I was growing up, was watching Home Alone. And I feel like a lot of the sort of the chaos of the family home during the holidays, I thought it was captured so beautifully in that movie. And I feel like we captured a bit of that ourselves, the sort of hectic feeling around the holidays.
And you grew up in Virginia, right? Galax, Virginia, if I'm saying that right.
Yes, you pronounced it perfectly.
We have our producer to thank for that. But
yeah, it normally takes people a couple tries. But that's great. Yes, that is where I grew up.
Well, so you moved from there to Illinois for college at Northern Illinois University. Did you know you wanted to study theater when you came to NIU?
Oh, yes. That was why I came to NIU. The BFA acting program was being run by a really phenomenal acting teacher named Catherine Gately and her husband, Richard Poole. And they developed a Meisner acting program at Northern Illinois University. And so it was a really, it was conservatory training in this, public university environment. And so I auditioned to get into that school for Deborah Robertson, who was the head of the school at the time, and went and visited and sat in on some classes and loved it. And I went there for all 4 years of college.
Where did the acting desire to be an actor come from, right? I understand both your parents were doctors.
That's right.
Were they hobbyist theater people on the side, or is this something that you came to on your own?
They're both artistic. Like my mom sings in choir and, loves music and loves art. And my dad is a real goofball. He was always very performative with us, when we would play with him as kids. And, but I feel like this, I don't know, it's just, it has always been there. I've never wanted to do anything else. And honestly, I don't think I'm equipped to do anything else. I think this is like, it just felt like it's what I was born to do. And so I feel so lucky that I've been able to do it.
Were there any particular productions in your youth, maybe even especially in college in Illinois, that stand out to you as being sort of formative in your development or real favorites in your past?
Yes. Well, actually, when I was in elementary school, we did a production of 9 to 5, if you can believe it. Which was so funny. It's
long hours for school kids.
There were so many experiences. I mean, we did a production of Grease when I was still in Galax, and then that was like my first experience taking a character. I played Cha-Cha, and I can't really sing. So Cha-Cha has a song in the musical called It's Raining on Prom Night. And I remember being like, oh no, I can't sing. How am I going to do this? And it was my first time like making a big, bold choice with a character. And I just decided to shriek the song. Like my voice was cracking. I was sobbing. And it really worked. It really worked for that character. It sort of came across as like, oh, it's not that she can't sing, it's that she's just so distraught. And so that was a very formative experience, because I realized like, oh, you can do so much with a role. And that was a fun experience.
You were also part of IO Chicago, right? The Improv Olympic Theater there. How did that time influence the work you've done since?
Yeah, I did the summer intensive at IO in Chicago. So it was over 5 weeks. We did a level a week, really intensive study. And that was my first introduction to long form improvisation, which I then continued to do at Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles. And I feel like improv has been such an influential part of my identity as a performer, especially working in comedy. That is, it's a necessary tool set to have, to be able to be in the moment and not plan ahead and just be so comfortable with not knowing where something's going, but being fully present in the moment. That's definitely something I learned from improv, and has had a massive impact on me.
I wonder if you can talk about what you're working on next in the time we have. We only have a couple of minutes remaining, but 2020 has been such an unusual year for most of us, and especially in the entertainment industry. What's on your radar right now?
I mean, listen, it really feels like wide open. Who knows what's going to happen? I have worked a few days on a couple productions here and there this fall. And so I have been very, very encouraged to see all the ways that the industry has adapted to, you know, this new world that we're living in. And they are, it really is true. The show must go on, and they're finding a way to make it happen. So I don't know exactly what's on the horizon, but mm-hmm. I feel very hopeful and I'm excited to get back into it.
What is it like working on a production? I mean, are you having to quarantine and get nasal swabbed every 10 minutes, that kind of thing?
Yeah. A lot of nasal swabs, which is, you know, such a joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they sort of have these rules put in place and protocols for the people who, actors, for example, like we have to do a scene without masks. And so we get tested on a very specific schedule. And then everyone else, all the crew, everyone else working on the set wears masks at all times, and sometimes mask and face shields. And yeah, so it is, and there's a certain like schedule to meal times and how snacks are distributed on the set that is so brand new, but I'm just so impressed with how fast everybody's adapted to this.
Yeah, like you said, the show must go on.
Yeah.
Mary Holland is an actor and a writer and a comedian, and she has co-written and also stars in the new Christmas romantic comedy, Happiest Season, co-written with Clea DuVall. This is out on Hulu now. It was the most watched original film debut on the streaming site. Mary, congratulations on the movie, and thanks so much for speaking with us on the 21st.
Thank you for having me.
More to come after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. We'll be right back.